It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jacket with us on the show this evening, the one and only Bobby Blitz from Overkill. How you doing?
Here we go, kid. Doing it one more time. I'm doing well.
Thank you so much. Good to talk to you. It's great to talk to you. We're here to talk about the new Overkill album. It's called The Grinding Wheel, and it's like your 18th studio album. Bobby, what makes each time you record an album stand out as a unique experience?
Well, you know, I think one of the things about us is that we really are opportunists when it comes to this, and we love to have new opportunities come our way, especially when we're the ones who have laid the groundwork for those opportunities, whether it be contracts, et cetera. But then the passion comes in, and so you do all the work prior, you get the contract, you know it's coming, and then you can switch it over to the passion end, which has always been the motivator here. We're real prideful guys. It's not about what we were. It's always about what we can do more from what we were and make it about what we are. So I think that when an opportunity comes along and we get that chance, we really like to squeeze it and take it to new places. And I think we've done it on this one, too. It's got a great level of excitement for everyone in the band since it's been done.
Bobby Blitz from Overkill with us on Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jacket, Bobby Blitz from Overkill with us tonight. We're talking about the new Overkill album, The Grinding Wheel, and it showcases a wide range of what Overkill can do. What's your most overlooked musical skill, and why doesn't it come into play more often?
I like that, overlooked Overkill. And I think that, I think you touched something here. This does show diversity. There's more than a one-trick pony here. And I think when I first started hearing Dee Dee presenting the riffs for this record, I heard a lot of traditional heavy metal in it. And it turns into thrash when we start adding, the energy factor. You know, when you start pushing the energy button in the studio and everything starts going on 10+, that's when it becomes a thrash record. But I'm hearing groove. I'm hearing the new wave of British heavy metal. I'm hearing the punk rock we grew up on. I'm hearing epic vibes. I'm hearing some hardcore. So I think the idea of the record as it developed was to have 10 individual entities on the record, but then at the end of the day, through the mix and through the development of the songs, give it the Overkill stamp, you know, the brand right on the forehead.
Bobby Blitz from Overkill on the show tonight. The new Overkill album is called The Grinding Wheel, and it's out now. I've got a vinyl copy I'll be giving away, along with tickets to see them in Anaheim on February 25th. We'll check out music from the band's new album, Slayer, coming up, and more with Bobby Blitz. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jacket, Bobby Blitz from Overkill with us tonight. Bobby, there's a real blue-collar attitude to Overkill. Why is it important for your band to have that working-class ethic?
I had this conversation with a guy when I was a kid, and he said, "Where are you from?" I said, "Jersey." He goes, "That's where we in New York dump our garbage." And I said to myself, "I will get that guy." I will get that Manhattanite. He's probably from Indiana, but I'm getting him. I think it's something. I'm not going to say only common to our area, but for sure in the tri-state area, let's say an immigration or the first immigration hub of the United States of America. And my grandparents were boat people, and my mother being first generation. I think a lot of those ethics were passed on as them being kind of new Americans, you know, and there's, sure, that happens in the current day also. And with newness comes, I think, a desire to succeed. And that desire to succeed was passed down to their offspring. And that would be me. That would be Dee Dee Verney. That would be Dave Polinsky, Ron, and Derek. So I think that we have that kind of coursing through our veins, that kind of work hard and succeed DNA. And obviously that's something that's passed on through family.
Full Metal Jacket, we've got Bobby Blitz on the show with us tonight. We're talking about the new album, The Grinding Wheel, and there's this tour coming up with Overkill and Nile. And Overkill, an unbelievably good live band. What have you learned about getting that same power to come through on your studio albums?
You know, that, and that's a trick, and because it always hasn't happened, but it has been happening now for a good amount of years. And my trick is to, you know, as we've gotten older, the chaos around it has settled down. Early on, it was just about chaos. We didn't know what we were doing. We were just doing it. But I think now we've kind of gotten to a point where we can think about it. And time becomes our luxury. So what I do is I try to get the riffs as early as possible. I bring something that I can record on of high quality on the road. So, you know, if we're out on the road with Creator like we were a few years ago, or Symphony X, or now we're going out on the road with Nile, I'll have something on the bus to record on. Just an idea, throw it down. I demoed an entire record on one tour just because I wanted to take the stage from the stage to the bus to the recording. So for me, that was my trick about getting, let's say, that live energy into it. The last memory of Overkill being the stage, the first recording on the demo right after that stage. So it's helped me a lot over these last years.
Overkill's new album is called The Grinding Wheel. It's out now, and I've got a vinyl copy along with tickets to see the band with Nile at the Grove of Anaheim on February 25th. Tickets furnished by Niederlander Concerts, vinyl from Nuclear Blast. Caller 25, it's all yours. 800-955-KLOS. Off The Grinding Wheel, this is Our Finest Hour on Whiplash. Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Bobby Blitz from Overkill with us tonight. Overkill has had a really long and productive career that shows no sign of slowing down. What would you have done different at the beginning if you anticipated this longevity?
Oh God, at the beginning. I can't even remember back that far. Oh my God. Well, you know, I don't know, because, you know, everything changed. You know, when we first walked into this, or actually forced our way into it, it was a different world. It was a world of vinyl and cassettes, you know, then the CD. So the changes all happened in the world around us. And now, you know, technology has brought us down to really digital information. And it's a different world. I don't know if anyone could have prepared for the music business from the 80s to 2017, because it was all just, it was like almost a from what it was to what it is. So, but I do think that along the way, you must reinvent yourself. That's as simple as it is. You have to embrace the technology or get left behind. Then you become the old dog who knows one trick. You know, I only know the old way. But I think that one of the keys for us along the way is not to change what we learned from the beginning. Take it with us and readapt or reinvent as we continue the journey. Because we all know here, it's not about getting to the end. It's all about this journey and doing those shows and creating those records and having those experiences along the way. So let's say adapt and reinvent throughout that journey.
Full Metal Jackie, Bobby Blitz from Overkill on the show, celebrating the release of The Grinding Wheel, the new Overkill album. And still to come, music from Metallica, Marilyn Manson. Bobby will be picking music. It is all on the way. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Bobby Blitz from Overkill with us on the show tonight. Bobby, another band called Overkill was part of the LA punk scene at the same time that your band was beginning on the East Coast. How aware were you of them and the LA punk scene in general?
Well, of course we were aware of it. They released, I think, simultaneous or very close to our first release, and I think there was confusion from both camps of people, you know, either the metalheads or the LA, the people into that LA punk scene. And I actually remember the record and own it. It's called Triumph of the Will, which came out in 1985 when our Feel the Fire came out. We weren't that close to the LA punk scene, but I can tell you something else. We were very close to the New York punk scene. You know, when I went to Manhattan College in the Bronx, you know, I was a one train subway ride away from getting down to the Village and being able to walk on the hallowed ground of, you know, CB's, Great Gildersleeves, the Mud Club even existed at that point, Max's Kansas City. You know, so that is where I think a lot of our energetic inspiration came from, because there were, you know, there was iconic bands from that era and from that area that existed, whether they be the Ramones or I remember seeing Blondie on the street. Iggy Pop was living in New York. The Dead Boys came in from Cleveland and set up house in New York. And I was also a big Dolls and Heartbreakers fan. So I think that punk for sure influenced this band, but I think it was more the East Coast punk.
Full Metal Jackie, Bobby Blitz from Overkill with us on the show tonight. Bobby's going to pick a tune here in a little bit. Right now, Audio Slave, Whiplash on KLOS.
What Zeus said to narcissist, you better watch yourself.
It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, Bobby Blitz from Overkill with us. You can pick up the new album, The Grinding Wheel. See Overkill out on tour with Nile. And Bobby is, I'm guessing, just a ton of touring scheduled for you guys for the rest of this year?
Well, it's funny. Business as usual is a good thing. I'm not saying it like it's boring, but it's business as usual. And you know, I was talking to a guy recently. He's like, you've been touring for like 30 years. I said, well, I've actually been away from home for 15. If you did it straight. But it's, you know, it's kind of where you belong, you know? I mean, I remember one day, doing a gig, and I was parked in somewhere in Tennessee, and I got off the bus, and I'm holding coffee, and I'm looking for a place to go, and I look up, and the building is in front of me is purple, and it says on top of the building, World's Largest Adult Bookstore. And I said to myself, yep, this is what it's all about. So I think that business as usual is a good thing. We're going to start with Nile in the U.S. Amorphis is going to join us for a few shows. Swallow the Sun will be on the majority of the tour. Even Lordi will come in for one show, so it'll almost be festival-like. We look forward to a second European tour at the end of the year. Australia's been in the mix with the Pacific Rim, and South America just got confirmed. So it looks like business as usual is a good thing. Second right. U.S. run, and we're all set.
Yeah, I mean, so you're going to be very busy. So good luck with all that's to come in this new album. And Bobby, I always love chatting with you. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Mrs. It's been great.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Thanks for hanging for another edition of Whiplash. Find me here Sunday nights from 9 to 11. Hit me up on Twitter or Instagram at Full Metal Jackie. And of course, check out the Whiplash page at 95.5KLOS.com. Going to leave you off with Typo Negative. See ya.